All right, welcome to Against All Odds. Cousin Sal coming to you with heel producer Jim Cunningham and my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, brother Brian, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
How you doing, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
You can catch these guys, extrapoints.com, every single day. They give out free picks. Some of them make videos. Some of them make videos giving picks that they're unsure of with the sport and a team to advance. Harry, that was the big news the other day. You gave out Italy. You're laughing like we weren't going to discuss this, but you gave out Italy. What did you do? I'll tell you what you did. You ended up throwing heel producer Jim Cunningham under the bus, but go ahead. Tell us in your words how you won this bet.
Well, first, what else is new about that? But anyways, besides that, look, I did say I had Italy over Austria to win the game. But I did say in my video in regular time, but at -600
regular time, even that's not. Go ahead, yeah, all right, keep going.
Regular time,
regulation, all right,
regulation. Okay. But yeah. But I didn't mean to say that, but that's what I said. But when you look at the line and you hear what I said in my write up, it says -600. So obviously, I want them to advance because the line was -180 on Italy for regular time. So, still obviously, I wanted him to win and to advance, but I made a little screw up. Hey, first screw up like that since we've started. Give me credit for that.
Really, was it? I mean, and then Jim, what, you know, I always want to learn from our mistakes. How going forward can you and Harry get this going for the next, whatever, couple days or so?
6 days.
You're here. Yeah.
I don't think we can. Lost cause.
How it's over, it, right?
What did Jim have to do with Harry saying right in regulation?
I don't know. What did he do anyway, Harry? What was Jim's?
I don't understand.
How was his contribution?
Look, nothing really. It's just my mistake. I'll give myself the duh of the day on Sunday, so I can give it to myself.
All right.
Well, the duh of the day was that you gave yourself a win.
Yeah, right.
When it's a loss, that's the duh of the year. You gave it out a loser. It was a loser. That's it.
I really gave out a winner.
So the point is, do we go by your words? Do we go by the graphic? I mean, we can't really count on anything matching up anymore. So which of the two should we go by?
Not sure.
Okay. All right. Get back to us at the end. Hey, we have Justin Janes on. This guy's a hero to me all of a sudden. I didn't know who he was a few days ago, but he's a UFC featherweight. He lost this weekend. No big deal. Split decision. He bet $25,000 on himself. That's a big deal. What a man right there. And to lose a split decision, it was a close fight. He's going to come on and talk about it. He doesn't seem moved. I don't know. Maybe he's from a lot of money. Maybe he's related to the queen and Prince Harry or something. But we're going to find out. He lost his entire purse on a split decision. He'll come up in a second. But right now, we're going to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
Bet makes you sick, and you make the wrong pick. It's a bad ache. It's a bad ache. It's a bad ache.
All right, Bet Aches brought to you by our friends at PropSwap. I'll start it off. I mean, I'll go with Spain in regulation. First of all, they had the worst own goal maybe that I've ever seen, let alone this Euro Cup tournament. So put them down 1-0, but then they go up 3-1 at 85 minutes, and that's regular time, right, Harry? I have them in. I don't know
that's
how
right.
This works,
yeah, you're
three
right.
to one.
You got it.
Yeah, they lose. They give up two goals, and then they squash in overtime. They win 5-3 in the extra sessions, whatever the hell you want to call those. But yeah, that's Spain. I've had a bunch. I've gotten killed on this show. Just absolutely insane. By 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, I'm down thousands. So it's not a lot of fun. That's my bet ache. I don't know what else to say about that. Brother Bry, you had an especially great bet ache.
Yeah. Well, what was that? Game three? I gave out on the pod last week. I gave out Beverly under 7.5. I was really confident about it. He had 3 points with 2 minutes left in the game. So they were up 13.
And right, you go not taking a lot of shots either.
No,
right?
No, that was the thing. They're up 13. You knew at that point in time, right? They're only going to get two or three legit shots left in the game, right? They're just wasting the clock. Then all of a sudden, Beverly hits a a wide open corner three, right? So now he gets the 6 points. So I'm thinking, all right, one or two more shots. There's no way Beverly gets the ball again here, right? They're just going to keep it in like whoever's hand, George or Jackson. They'll get off one more shot. They pass it to Beverly in the corner again. Fakes the shot, has a great drive on Bridges, makes a tough, like, you know, banks a tough one on like a, you know, a 5 foot runner. So he gets to eight. So and then the best part about this is right after that, Phoenix is walking the ball down the court. They call a timeout. Everybody comes out of the game. There's a minute and 30 left. Everybody comes out in the game. So the last 5 points. So I had Beverly under 7.5. He has 3 points. The last 5 points of the game that the Clippers score are all from Beverly. He gets to 8 points. And I just knew it was happening. It was just one
of these. He's their go-to guy in junk time. You should know that before you bet.
And actually what pissed me off the most about that game was he literally had, you know, I take him under 7.5. He jacks up 5 shots in the first 4 minutes of the game. And I'm like, holy shit, this is getting ridiculous. But then he slowed down. And just to screw me later on. And I will say, not only that Beverly won, I was still super pissed off at Victor Hovland, right? So declared, you know, last week I gave that as my bet ache, declared legally blind after getting sand in his eyes. 4 days later, he plays in the European tour, wins that tournament.
Wins.
So, you know, if you're so tough, Victor, just play in the Travelers, please. You know, if you can do that, please play in a real tournament.
Yeah. He just wanted a head start to head off to Europe.
It really was right like that. That's exactly what it seemed like. He was like, I'm done with this tournament. Screw Brother Bri. I'm leaving after one hole.
All right. So Harry, top that.
A lot of losing last week at the start of the week. So as the week went on, I did have a four-teamer that I really should have hit. I had a 14 parlay. I had Reggie Jackson over 2.5 threes. We've been talking about that forever in the playoffs here, how he's hitting that every night. Las Vegas, Montreal under. William Karlsson of the Golden Knights to score a point, go over half a point. He scored in the first goal by them. And I had Walker Buehler for the Dodgers against the Cubs at +1.5 at -480 to close out the parlay. And that was the night you went, Sal, to the game, and the Dodgers got no hit.
Not really a bad beat, but yeah, I kind of witnessed a no-hitter. It was a three-man effort, and I got there in the fourth inning. So does it count? I don't know. I'm going to tell my grandkids I saw a no-hitter. But yeah, Dodgers are all over the place, Right. I had that. I went there because I was
better. You had it too, 1.5, right?
But I had -1.5. I had Buehler over 7.5 Ks. He had 6. I had Bellinger to hit a home run. It doesn't hit a home run, but then walks off the Saturday and then hits one Sunday. Mm. All Dodgers are a mess, and now they're back on track. All right, Parlay Kid, did you even have a bet ache?
Oh, the only bet ache I had is Sal's. Game 7, I rolled with my team, the Islanders, an underdog. So, just hurt doubly to lose 1-0 and to lose on a shorthanded goal, no less. That really hurt, and it just hurt more from a fan standpoint though than a gambling standpoint. So the gambling part was secondary to the actual losing of the game. That was a tough one to swallow. Kind of got outplayed most of the game, but to lose on a shorthanded goal, that can't. And ironically, it was the first shorthanded goal the Islanders gave up all year long. The only team that had not given up a shorthanded goal.
Wow.
They lose the game 7 that way. That's pretty tough.
But then you looked at your game 6 ticket stub and like, oh, wait, I could sell this and pay for my bet 10 times over. Yeah. And you got what you wanted, Parlay Kid. The Islanders are out of there. And you.
They would have rolled over the Canadians. Look what's happening already.
We're going to talk about that.
Darren's got to get that ticket stub graded, though, I think, first before it's worth anything.
Yeah, get it graded.
Do they even have ticket stubs anymore? I don't even have a ticket stub.
Sell your iPhone. It's right on there. Sell it to Darren Revelle. It'll be a Darren on Darren.
I still have the 1995 ticket stub from that Seattle Yankees game, though, Sal.
Nice. Yeah. That's a fun one. All right, let's hear the music, Jim.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad egg. It's a bet.
Bet Eggs brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship and Stanley Cup futures. when you buy directly from other bettors on PropSwap. Time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. Oh, this has been fun. This week's prop focuses on Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Friday night. Game 3. Game 2 is Wednesday. Game 3, Friday night. What will be the number for Carey Price saves plus Tampa Bay penalty minutes? Harry, you want to guess? Carey Price saves plus
30,
Tampa Bay penalty minutes.
How about 35?
Pretty good guess. I think he had like 22 saves yesterday. For reference, the Lightning ranked first in penalty minutes. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Per game in the regular season with 11. So to enter, tweet us your guess at Extra Points Pod and at PropSwap with the hashtag Extra Prop. You must be following both accounts to win. The winner will receive a $175 carry price to win the Conn Smythe Trophy ticket, courtesy of PropSwap. Well, if the Canadians come back to win this thing, that's a pretty valuable ticket. You win $175 on that futures ticket. Go to PropSwap.com today or download the PropSwap app to find the best odds nationwide. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, listen, we have Justin James coming on in a second. First of all, though, most importantly, it's Race to 10 Tuesday. Do we have a jingle? Joel, sing a little something. We never got a jingle, so sing something about Race to 10 Tuesday.
Race to 10. It's great. Race to 10. Don't be late.
Beautiful. Yeah. You can't. It's true. That's the most important thing. You can't be late because you lose. You miss the bet altogether. You can't pull a Justin James and be late to this thing. So what we do is
that's pretty good.
We've had moderate success. Nice job, Joel, on the spot there. Moderate success betting the Race to 10. The two teams that play Tuesday night, we pick a game and we pick one of the members of the degenerate trifecta. Picks one of the teams to score 10 before the other. Now, Brother Bry, we've been alternating, but Brother Bry has hit 3 in a row when it's in his turn, right? He's the only one that's undefeated. It's gut-wrenching the whole time. And we won in spectacular fashion. Who'd we have? We had the Suns over the Clippers, Bry, right?
That's great.
We were down 8-2, and we won 10-8. We pulled it out, maybe 11-8, awesome. Something like that. Yep.
Yes, we did.
Really good.
Yes.
Nothing better. Yeah. Best bet in sports when it wins. Worst when it loses. But either way, it's over in a matter of minutes. We have decided, Bry, it's obviously it's Bucks and it is Hawks tonight. Game 4. Have we decided Bry is going to take over? We're not going to go through the rotation again.
Yeah, I think it seems that way. It seems like Parlay Kid wants me to just...
This is the hot craps roll.
I want you to pick too, Bry.
Yeah, look, Brian's 3-0. This is about winning money. I got to put ego and pride aside here.
Yeah.
Right? And say, you know, he's 3-0. He's nailed it 3 times, and you roll with the hot hand until he loses. And then loses, I mean, I'll make a pick next week. But until then, we ride or die with Brian.
I like probably it. Only have a couple more of these, right? This one, maybe 2 more, 3 more? Did we figure it out? Maybe 3 more. All right. So I'm going to miss this.
Yeah, no, we'll come up with something else, Sal. We'll come up with something else. Yeah, we definitely will.
Good.
We'll definitely will.
There's a hot dog eating contest. There's
something.
There's Olympics. I mean, bobsled. Could we do this for a bobsled? Oh, no, that's winter. I don't know what the hell's going on. All right, anyway, Bry, do it. Now, okay, let me look at the lines here. Now, boy, Atlanta is a huge favorite. This game scares me because we really don't know what we're getting with Trae Young, if we're getting anything. I mean, he had that bum ankle to distract from his bum hair. And now if you look at the Race to 10 numbers, it is Atlanta plus 130 at home, game 4, Bucks minus 166. Bry, do it. Hit us.
All right.
Hit us with it.
All right. I know. I hate the fact that we don't know how badly hurt Trey is. I mean, it's likely. I'd guess he's coming out here. But we're going to take the Hawks plus 130. I'm a little worried. Right. I'm a little worried laying the minus 166 with the Bucks. Look. The Hawks have won the Race to 10 5 straight playoff home games. So 5 straight they've won at home.
Wow.
They've gotten out to some hot shooting in those games. Even some of those have been really quick ones. So again, I can't take the minus 166, especially when you're playing a desperate team here, an Atlanta team that has to try and come out and win this game. So you figure if anything, you're going to get some, a hot start maybe from them, maybe a hot start in the first quarter. So we are jumping on them at plus 130.
I think
part of the kid liked them in the first quarter too.
We're going to get to that in a second, but I did hit on them in the first quarter in the last game at plus 138. And when we get to our segment here about our best bets for this.
All right. I like it.
Talk about that.
I like it. I like it. I like it. And I think we're getting the best of Trae Young, right? He might work on that ankle, and by the second quarter, he could be shot. Right. But it should at least last the first few minutes, right? Harry, you okay with that? Plus 130?
Let's do it. Let's roll.
There we go. Plus 130. All right. Martin Weiss from Lemon Pepper Parlay is going to join us. And
yeah,
you can catch us live on Twitter. We do this live. We lose our minds in front of all our followers. So check that out. Martin Weiss, we also want to play for a fan. And so we should have a trivia question. And, you know, we've been alluding to this, but this is Jim Cunningham's last week on Extra Points Network on Against All Odds. Am I going to cry here? What the hell's going on? No. Jim, you want to tell people what you're going off to do?
No.
He's really just doing nothing. He's had enough of Harry and his videos and taking the blame for some of his soccer picks. So. But anyway, we thought, Babyface Joel Solomon, let's have a trivia question. I'll put this out on Twitter too. Jim Cunningham related. What should it be? What did you say it was?
In honor of Jim, how many dates has he got? Oh, no.
Zero.
In honor of Jim Cunningham, who I consider a friend and a great guy, but I've never gone to this show, so I'm not positive. But what character did Jim play in Top Gun Live?
Yeah, okay. What character did Jim play? And I think it's called Tom Gun Live. I got scolded about this a bunch of times, but it's Tom Gun Live. It's a shame he never saw it. I hope it comes back. It's a really fun show, and Jim does a great job with it. Tom Gun Live, what character does Heel producer Jim Cunningham play? If you listen to the podcast before I put this out on Twitter, you'll have a head start on the answer. And if whoever gets it first will join us, $300 play.
Very nice.
On Race to 10. You'll have the Hawks with us. And there you go. I know what the answer is, Joel. Well, are you giving me the answer? My God. Am I going to say it? Should I say it? Should I say it now? I guess we could say it, right? All right, yeah. A little bonus if you listen to the podcast. Jim, give us some color here. Who do you play on Tom Gun Live?
Screech.
Come on, don't. I don't want the wrong people playing Race to 10 with us. No, it's Iceman,
right? Yeah, I play
right?
Iceman. That's it.
Does a good job. Has a fake penis and everything. Nice. All right, let's go to the NBA. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Justin James got like a part-time job or something. He needs to jump in there and make some of this loot back. But we'll have him on if he calls in. But right now, NBA action. We just brought it up. It is Hawks. It is Bucks. My God, +7. So the odds makers, FanDuel, are they thinking like Trae Young's not going to play here? He's questionable, but +7 for the Hawks and 218.5, and it's a must win. I don't know. I don't love it. I like our Race to 10 pick. Like I said, I think we're getting the best of Trae Young, but for a prop pick, I'm taking Collins over 14.5 points. Now, he got in foul trouble early, way early. He had 4 fouls. Bri, what was it? In the second quarter, he had 4 fouls?
Yeah, he was out for... I mean, it seemed like they didn't bring him back until the fourth quarter, right? It was
like, yeah, I don't understand the math of that. Like, if you have 4 fouls, you should be able to come back in with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. They didn't bring him in until...
They didn't bring him back in into the fourth. Yeah, it was like 3 minutes into the fourth. They waited. It was like he was on extra rest there. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and that's kind of when Milwaukee made their run. And, you know, you brought it up too. Capella didn't play the fourth quarter. Did we figure out what that was?
No idea. I still have not heard why he didn't play a minute. He was a +11 for the game. He didn't play the fourth quarter. Makes no sense.
So I think with Trae Young, you know, being questionable, being iffy, not going to be able to take the ball to the hoop, I'm going Collins over 14.5. I think like the offense has to go through the players like him with an inside presence. Now, the numbers really don't support this. He had 23 versus Philly in game 2. 23 versus Milwaukee in game 1. I think he had a 19 in there. Otherwise, he's under this 14.5 number. But he had 4 fouls, and he has 4 fouls in 3 of the last 4 games. But like I said, I think this is going to be a weird game. It's a weird line. I'm reading into the line, and I'm going over 14.5. Parlay Kid, what's your pick for this game?
Yeah, so my extra point pick, Sal, on our website, I have the Hawks first quarter to win the first quarter. At +152. So the other day when I had it at +138, there were several people that were like, wow, how'd you get that at +138? Well, today it's +152. So that's why I like Brian's pick. So look, I'm going to take the Hawks +7 here, Sal. in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Home team that's been very good at home. Really up until the fourth quarter, I felt really good about them winning the last game. They're kind of a desperate team. I think Trae Young plays. I know there was some questions. Like we're saying, like, what happened to Capella? What happened with him? Well, Collins, why wasn't he in? I'm not really sure how we can answer those questions. I just think the Hawks have been a very good home team. Now they're desperate. I think you're going to see the best of the Hawks tonight. And I'm not sure if they win, but getting a good team like the Hawks getting 7 at home, I got to take that number. I have to take that
number. All right. Yeah, it really is what kind of Trae Young we're getting here. Brother Bri, you like the under.
Yeah, I like the under. Well, I like that 218.5. I think it dropped to 218. Mm-hmm. But look, in the Hawks' last 18 games, the under is 14-3-1. Look, wow. Look, we don't know what Trae we're getting. We already discussed this. Again, I think he's playing. But even if he's playing, we don't know the impact he'll have, especially later on in the game. I have a feeling I'm just getting a feeling they kind of move him off the ball a little bit like they did the last game, especially late in the game. So, you know, he probably can jack up a few threes, but I don't know his impact necessarily that he'll have on the full game. But in order to win this game, they have to, I mean, if they want a chance of winning this game with an injured Trae, they're going to have to play, you know, great defense. Yep. And maybe don't put Bogdanovich or Herter on to guard Middleton the whole game. Maybe put Collins on him for a little bit. Maybe bring Capella back in the game to let him guard Giannis. And Collins can guard Middleton, whatever you have to do. But they're going to need a great defensive effort here for a chance. Yep. And so I like the under 218.
All right. Bucks are minus 115, I should mention, to win this whole shebang here. Suns plus 145. They're up 3-2. Clippers 11-1 and Hawks 28-1. And for the series, you want the Bucks, you have to lay 1,500. Hawks are plus 870. Harry, this is a weird pick because, well, first of all, Brian and I had Trae Young over assists.
God.
And I even had it over adjusted assists, like over 7.5. And he didn't even get to that.
Damn. Yeah.
That was terrible. Like, it wasn't even close. Now, if he plays one quarter and sits, your under assist bet here, Harry, is golden. But I think if he plays the whole game, he's going to be less selfish here. I think he's going to have to give it up more. But God, let's hear your reasoning for under 8.5 assists.
Under 8.5 and at minus 130. Look, a lot of the games against Philadelphia, I think actually all of them against Philadelphia was 9.5. So this Bucks defense is clamping down. We just discussed the hampering of the injury to Young as well. And like you said, Sal, last two games combined, only 7 assists. Mm. He had 35 points last game, but only 7 assists last two games combined. Again, Milwaukee's defense tightening up. I'm going to go under 8.5 here because of the possible injury to him.
All right, there you go. So that's Bucks Hawks. Join us for that race to 10. Join at least for the first 10 minutes. Then you can do whatever you want. You can actually do whatever you want anyway. But it's a lot of fun to watch us. Race to 10. We'll be on Twitter. We'll be with Martin Weiss. And we have the Hawks to get there first. What's that number, Bri? Plus 130.
Plus 130.
So that'll be fun. Now, tomorrow, Suns-Clippers, game 6. This is all of a sudden a series again. I don't know. Suns and 4 guy running out of fingers all of a sudden. They're still favored, though. The Suns on the road, game 6. Brian's favorite team, the Clippers, getting a point, 214.5 is the over-under. Crazy game last night. I mean, I don't know what they're doing with Chris Paul. Here's the thing I'm going to say. I don't know what's going to be with this game 6. If you look at the numbers, the Clippers, that seems like a very high number. Plus 410 to win this series. Oh, man, it's a coin flip game 6, and then anything could happen in game 7. I guess the Suns will be a 5 or a 6-point favorite. But plus 410 is the number that jumped out at me. The other number that jumped out at me is 107.5 total points for the Clippers in game 6. I'm going to go under. Minus 118. Under 107.5. 3 of the previous 4 before yesterday, 80, 106, 103. Whatever happens, whatever the result is of game 6, I think they get out to a slow start. Not going to have any 36-point quarters. Not going to have 41 from playoff P. Definitely don't think they're going to have 22 from Marcus Morris. I don't know how that happened. They might even win the game, but I like them under 107.5. I think it's about 103. 100. Yep. Brother Bri, this is your favorite team. Jump out. What do
you
like?
My favorite team. Well, I will see. Yeah, I'm going with the Clippers plus 1, but I will say I love them the whole playoffs, and then I've gone against them a little bit this series, and I got murdered on them last night. I actually took the Suns. I took the Suns race to 10, which lost immediately. I took the Suns, like, I took, I live bet the Suns in the second quarter, getting some points, and that didn't work out. So, so I'm going back to the, I'm going back to the Clippers here. Look, defensively, they've been great. They've been great, well, at least the last two series, right? So they've held the Suns to 93 points per game over the last three. They were awesome. I thought they were fantastic defensively against the Jazz, too. I mean, obviously, Kawhi being a part of that series, but their last six playoff games at home, they were all blowout wins by them, except for game four against the Suns, which they could only put up 80 points. So that was a game I felt like they definitely should have won. I mean, if Playoff P continues to play the way he's been playing, this is going to go seven. And I don't know. I kind of, I don't mind those plus 410 odds that you just brought up before.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it makes sense when you do the math, the coin flip plus 240 or 250, whatever that's going to be. But oof. That's a plus 410 is nice. All right, Parley Kid, let's hit you up. You like the under in this?
Yeah. Game. So really, along your lines, right there, Sal. One, if we've noticed, really, the Suns have struggled to score since Paul came back in the lineup. Right? It's kind of ironic. Mm-hmm. They're playing a little bit of a slower pace with him back there. That being said, I think without the hot shooting of Paul, of George the other day, he shot 15 for 20, I believe, yesterday. You take away that shooting day from him, that game probably goes under yesterday, and it would have been four in a row on the under in this series. So I'm going to say this series, it's going to be a tight game again. The Clippers, when they want to play really good defense, and they've shown they can, are a very good defensive team. And the Suns are pretty good in there as well. So I'm taking the under. 214.5. I think that number's a little high right now, the way the pace of these games. And like I said, if you get a little off shooting night from George, it probably goes, we went under yesterday as well. So let's say this series looks like it's just more of a defensive series right now. Take that under.
Yeah, we have a similar bet. I have the Clippers under, so I'm counting on the same logic there. Harry, you have exactly the same, right? Under 214 now.
Yeah, I agree a lot with Parlay Kid, too, here. Four of the five games have gone under in the series. Four straight games. Both teams, 39% are under from three-point range. Last four games, Suns from three-point range, 23, 31, 20, and 34%.
That's brutal.
Chris Paul, just 32% from the field in the series. Look, against Denver, he was making those mid-range jumpers all over the place against Denver. Not so much against the Clippers, and the Clippers' defense rimming in and out. It's costing the Suns, like the under here.
There you go. All right. Well, let's switch to baseball. That's basketball. I can't believe it's almost over. I can't believe it's gone on this long, the basketball, actually. But here we go. We've all had that dream, Harry. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. You have Italy to advance. That's a whole different dream. FanDuel Sportsbook, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win, and it only gets better from there. Check out FanDuel's new promo every Tuesday, $5 Dinger Tuesday. Place a $25 or more wager on any player to hit home run on Tuesday and get a $5 bonus in site credit for every home run hit in that game. Maximum $25. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Against All Odds to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Against All Odds. Eddie Spaghetti, are you there? You gave us a $5 Tuesday dinger yesterday. Who was it again? Red Sox, right? Who was it?
I gave J.D. Martinez yesterday.
J.D. Martinez.
For today. Okay,
for today, that stands was freaking Red Sox. I had them under 5.5 runs. I also had the Royals to win. What were they winning, Harry? 5-1 the Royals were winning?
Right.
And then the Red Sox just keep scoring and scoring and scoring, and they ended up, they only end up like 6-5 is the worst result I could have
Four Royals, home runs.
Damn it. I thought I can catch them sleeping after the big series over the Yankees. Doesn't matter. Still bopping it. That's the thing about bad teams. They're bad. And we should watch that with the Kansas City Royals and some of these others.
And the Yankees too.
Oh yeah, the Yankees too. What's going to be with this, guys?
I don't know.
What is going to be with the Yankees?
Not a fun season.
No, there's just nothing. They're hard to watch. Boring, bad baseball. They're very difficult to watch right now. There's no, I don't know what happens. It's really, I've never seen, I don't know. It's been a long time since it's been like this, even though, you know, people would say, oh, what are you crying about? You're still above 500. And it's just hard.
Well, the cold start has to be the most demoralizing of the year, right? Against the Red Sox. Because you're not only getting beat up by the Red Sox, but it's kind of validating all that they're saying with the, and he actually validated it by not answering the question.
Yeah.
If he's using the stuff. Whether you should be allowed to use it is another question, but it's definitely affecting him, right?
100%. It certainly is. So, yeah, that was the icing on the cake in terms of being demoralized as a Yankee fan. And then, you know, right. You lose to the Angels last night. It's just, there's no light at the end of the tunnel here for this team at this point. I mean, they might get hot and start hitting a lot of home runs and winning games, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, maybe they can sneak that second wild card out if they play some good baseball for a month. But they're not fun. They're not a fun team.
I'm going to add to the $5 Tuesday Dinger total here because that's a lot of fun. I'm going with Vlad Guerrero Jr. They play today. They play – who do they play? They play the Mariners. Chris Flexen, not bad, 6-3, 387. On the hill for Seattle, but Vlad Guerrero Jr., Robbie Ray going against Seattle, Harry.
Yep.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. has not hit a home run since June 26, 2021. I mean, that was 3 days ago. And he's tied now with Shohei Ohtani and one ahead of my guy, Fernando Tatis. Now, this is going to be some swan song for heel producer Jim Cunningham, who is going to take down our futures pool if Vlad Guerrero. I mean, this is exactly what we worried about, Brian, right? Yeah. Like someone could go, we have this futures pool. You could check it out on extrapoints.com/draft. And we all took futures, Lakers to win the title, you know, Djokovic to win Wimbledon. You could take anything basically from after the Super Bowl to the middle of July. And one of the categories is home run leader by the All-Star break. Jim Cunningham goes 0-9. But has Vlad Guerrero to lead. And what kind of odds, Jim? I don't expect you to know what kind of odds you're going to get on that. But you're going to win this thing if that happens.
I know. That was the plan all along.
Now, babyface Joel Solomon, you said there could be a different scenario. You count yourself in here somehow. I don't think it's true. I think, Jim, there's no way anyone beats Jim if that happens.
I'm working the numbers now, but I still have Tampa Bay and Vasilevsky to win the Vezina. But I don't know if that'll put me enough.
No, I don't think so. Did they give out any awards? They're supposed to give out a one award every game of the Stanley Cup here for the majors there. The
you're right.
Clint Capella won defensive player.
Stop it. Come on.
Should have.
Don't do that.
Should have. Gobert's home. Gobert's home doing nothing.
All right.
Joel's gonna win on a buzzer beater. So.
All right, check out the results because we sure as hell don't know what they are. extrapoints.com/draft. And I don't know, Bry is in first place right now.
Yeah, well, I'm in first. Yeah, but I will say kudos to Jim. I mean, he did put $100 bucks on. He took him early too, getting Vlad Guerrero. So 100 at 25-1. Although, God, it seems like between like your bet, what you were saying before. I mean, if you take, I feel like you should take Guerrero, Ohtani, Tatis and Schwarber, like every, you might as well bet them to hit home run every day. I mean, it seems like two of those guys every night when you check the scores are hitting them.
It seems easy, and it makes sense that Jim is going to win. He's going to win.
Well, he won the touchdown pool after he
that's right.
After he complained about it,
yeah. Into the sunset and then into the ocean. There he goes, Jim Cunningham. All right. Well, so that's we'll check that out. extrapoints.com/draft. You'll see everybody's roster and what everyone has to do. And if Brother Bry could catch us lead. I mean, I guess what else do I have here? I don't even want to look at this. Wait, I have something else that could put me in contention, don't I?
Well,
no, I need it. I definitely need it. I definitely need
Tatis. If Tatis wins, do you pass me, Sal, though? Like, what do you?
Well, that's a plus 3,100 there. I had 100.
You had 100 on it? Shit.
Yeah. Mm. Right. So that's the only other thing. I have the Mets to be the division leader at the All-Star break, which looks pretty good right now, but that's only for $245. Shit. The Tatis thing puts me over the top. So, Bri, you're rooting for Shohei Ohtani, basically.
Yeah. I just want to split. That'll be more fun if you guys push and split it and then I still win.
All right, hockey action. Tampa Bay took it to Montreal in game one. What'd they end up winning that game? 5-1? Oh, yeah, it went over with that crazy goal at the end. Game two, they're minus 220, plus 184, and 5 is the over-under on this game. I'm taking a look at this. Has this moved at all? This is it. So this is what people expected out of the Canadians, to just fold. But I'm saying not so fast. Don't forget. They lost 4-1 to the Knights, right? Knights were a huge favorite. They lost 4-1. They didn't look good that game. They got beat up. And now game two, and I know this is, I'm not doing anyone any favors with this VIG at minus 160, but I like the Canadians plus a goal and a half. They might win in regulation. They might not. I actually think they win 3-2, maybe in overtime. Carey Price saved 22 of 27. He comes back 3-2 final. Take Montreal. I don't think they're dead yet. Plus 1.5 at Tampa Bay. Harry, you're going the other way. You guys are all going the other way.
I'm going to take in the 60-minute line only. Tampa Bay minus 135 to win. Now, Montreal has been tough, hasn't lost back-to-back games since being down 3-1 to Toronto in the first round of the playoffs. But too much offense with the defending champs. My guys, Kucherov and Point, both with 3 points in game one. Stamkos has looked excellent of late, and Vasilevsky only faced 19 shots, taking in the 60-minute line at Tampa at minus 135 to win.
All right. Parley Kid, you say there's no more screwing around with this Tampa team. That's it. Not only are they going to win, they're going to win by
one goal. Yeah, I'm going to take Tampa minus 1.5, Sal, plus 132. Kind of, I just think they get a late goal or something like that to go over. Just another point, they are minus 550 to win the series now, Tampa. And Vasilevsky is, at least on FanDuel, is has the best odds to win the Conn Smythe Award at plus 150. Yeah. So that's an interesting number there too, Sal, because there's usually there's a guy that's really standing out at this point, right? Now, and they're just so good, they have several players standing out. Kucherov's plus 200, Point's 300, etc. I think those are the
I just don't know. Braden Point, I mean, he scores 9 straight goals. So if this is really a playoff award and not exclusively Stanley Cup, shit, he should be. I don't know. How do you do better than 9 straight games in the last couple weeks?
That's the thing. I know, yeah. 9 straight, and then he had 3 assists last night, right? So it's.
Yeah.
I know.
He was plus 480 before the series. Now he's 3-1. So I don't know where all the money's going on those top 3 guys.
I would go Points over Kucherov, that's for sure, right? So even though Kucherov's got better odds, I don't really get that. I think Vasilevsky is where he should be. Yeah, but let's face it, Tampa, I just think they're the far superior team. Maybe has Montreal been a little fortunate so far in the playoffs? Maybe they have been here, Sal. I know the Knights were a very good team. They beat them. I wouldn't count the Canadians out. I just think here at home, the Lightning are they're a great team. They're such a good team. Such a good team. I think they get at least a late goal, maybe like an empty netter, and cover that 1.5. So plus 132, right. I'll roll with that.
All right, Bri, you're going, you don't see many. So the over-under's 5, huh? You don't even get that 5.
I see 5.5 on FanDuel now.
It's 5.5.
Unless Brian's adjusted? Taking it down. I don't
know. What are you trying to do here? What the hell are you doing here?
Oh, well, yeah, the 5.5.
They keep jumping. It keeps jumping around on FanDuel with their with their line with that.
Is there an alternate here?
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be an alternate line.
Brian wanted so this is what happens in the world of gambling. Brian wanted under 5. You would add plus odds, plus 106.
Yep.
So 3-1, you're a winner. But now FanDuel moved it to 5.5, and he doesn't want to give out, like I just did, a big – favorite under 5.5 is minus 170. Yeah. So now you got a decision to make.
Yeah, well, let me just still give out that 5 because there's going to be an adjusted line here, right? Of 5 or 5.5. That'll be comparable to that. So the only shot of Montreal even winning a game or two in this series, I feel like they have to ugly this up. You know, they have to kind of play the way the Islanders played this, which was kind of what they kind of did that yesterday. But they have to. Mm-hmm. You can't play an open game against Tampa. They're just going to blow you out of the water. They just have to play a defensive-minded game. They need Price to just – he's going to have to steal one or two of these games. But I do think Price will have a much better game, too. You know, Tampa, when they played the Islanders, 5 of those 7 Islander games had 5 goals or less. The Montreal Vegas series, which Harry was all over, never reached six goals in one of them. So if I could bet this, you know, if I could bet this landing at five, I would probably say that this lands at five. But I like the plus money here under five goals.
All right. Mm-hmm. Looking at a 3-1 type game, 3-0, something like there, 2-1 in there. All right. So there's our hockey picks. Now let's move to Sharp Tank. These guys, their best bets for early in the week. Now, I told you they make picks every day on extrapoints.com. You can catch those there. If you can figure out what Harry's picking, God bless you. If not, just go to the other two. Darren, Brother Bry, Martin Weiss makes picks. Jen Piacenti's up there for the Daily Fantasy. Parley Kid, you lost with Middleton, I think, Thursday, last show. You gave over 23.5. Well, you zigged when he zagged. You never know.
That's right.
Chris Middleton.
That's right.
And then the next game is a game of his life. Looks like he can't miss in the fourth quarter. But
you knew it was going to happen. Yep.
Bounce back here. What's your sharp
tank? Yeah, my sharp tanks have not been great. My extra point picks on the site have been very good. I'm hitting at least two out of every three. Some plus monies in there, too. But, you know, so really, man, I don't know why I can't find a line in the Astros-Orioles tonight. I really love the Astros. They've lost a couple games. I really was going to go with them -1.5, but I can't find a line. The Astros
might be a pitching change or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. There's something going on with the pitching changes and stuff like that. So I'm just going to go back to the NBA. Let's go back to the Hawks. Let's go back to Clint Capella. Over 12.5 rebounds, plus 108. Plus 108. I'll discount what. I mean, he had 11 rebounds about halfway through the third quarter the other day. And then he kind of just disappeared. He had 19 a couple games ago. If I can get plus money at over 12.5 in a must-win game for the Hawks, I'll ride with Capella. He's a hard-nosed player. He's gritty. He's a great rebounder. So I'm going to take that plus money, plus 108, over 12.5 rebounds for Clint Capella.
Yeah, Coach Mac should play that guy, I think. Or disappear.
I don't know what happened.
I can't imagine why he didn't play at all in the fourth quarter last game. All right, Parley Kid going over 12.5 rebounds. By the way, I did see Astros minus 250 somewhere. I'm not going to say where, but I don't know how.
Yeah,
how
I would go minus 1.5 if I was taking the Astros. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Harry, you're going baseball too. You got Thursday. You gave us Vegas, Montreal under 5.5 or something. Like 10 in a row now that Vegas was involved in a playoff game that went under
13 now. Yeah. 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And you went with me on that. So I think we hit that last
week. That's right.
So, this week I'm going to take a game tonight. I'm going to go baseball. I'm going to take the Dodgers, at minus 152. They've won 4 in a row since being no hit. Walker Buehler's pitching. He's on the hill tonight. 7-1, 2.51 ERA, averages a K an inning. LA hasn't lost back-to-back games with him on the hill since early May, covers 9 starts. And San Fran's starter, Kevin Gausman, has given up home runs. He's been very good this year, but he's given up home runs in 3 of his last 4 starts. Buehler gets it done at home for the Dodgers at minus 152 tonight.
Nice.
All right. Walker Buehler, a Vanderbilt guy, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It's
Clay Travis. Yep. I think he accidentally texted Clay once, so I never hear the end of it there. But Vanderbilt guy, Vanderbilt up 1-0 in that series. Good job.
I know. Terrible.
Jack Leiter, right? Yesterday?
Yeah. Harry's got Mississippi State, though, to win it.
Oh, he does. That's right. All right. Well, what are you going to do? I'm just bringing the Vanderbilt. Maybe he's inspired by Vanderbilt, but he's got Walker Buehler tonight and the Dodgers. All right, Brother Bry. What do you like?
All right. Well, this has been my typical Sharp Tank. I lose Tuesday night on WNBA, and then and then I win with the over in UFC. This has been a rotating pattern now for the
last. You know, we just need you to win the race to tens. I'm not even listening to that.
I hear you.
It's true. If I win that, that's all. At this point,
just get us that.
All I care about. But I'm gonna take the Washington. I'm going to go back to the WNBA. I'm going to take the Washington Mystics plus 5.5 tonight at home against the Connecticut Sun. Look, Connecticut Sun, much better team than the Mystics right now, especially with injuries that the Mystics still have. Connecticut Sun, actually, also, they get their best player back tonight. I believe he's playing. So this line jumped from 2.5 to 5.5 in the last about hour. But the reason I like the Mystics, they've won they've won 4 games in a row at home. I know it's been a while since I feel like they've had a home game. The Sun have lost four games in a row on the road. The last time these teams played at the Sun, It was a 5-point game that the Sun won. So give me the Mystics getting 5.5 at home.
All right. Mystics plus 5.5 at home. Parlay kid goes Capella over 12.5 rebounds. Harry, Dodgers minus 152. You know what, Harry? I think the Dodgers are turning it around now. I think that's a little low, although Giants somehow have 50 wins.
Crazy. What a season.
I'm going Dodgers. I mean, the Giants have the biggest lead out of anyone, right? Like, what kind of odds could you get on that by the July 1st or the end of June that they have the biggest lead? Nice. But I'll go Dodgers with you, Harry. All right. Minus 152, Walker Buehler.
Let's get two in a row, though.
Giving you another shot here, Walker Buehler. Don't screw us. It's bad enough you're friendly with Clay Travis, but there you go. Hey, did our guy really not call in here, or Justin James? What happened? Joel, did you call him?
I've called him. Eddie's called him. This is this is problematic. Because
all right, that's okay. I mean, maybe he didn't pay his phone bill. That could be it, right? When you're betting like $25,000 on yourself. I'm not sure where the money's coming from. All right, maybe we'll have him
this
Thursday.
This counts as another L for him, I think. That's the L.
This is it. Yeah, maybe he's mad about Harry's Italy pick. Yeah. He lost money on that, too. He got confused. All right, good point, bad point. Joel, what was the best point made in the last 50 minutes or so?
The thing is, with Harry, I knew what he was talking about. So
I do. You're
think,
the one.
Yeah, I do think, you know, when Harry says he won a bet, he won. You can't argue.
That's true.
Yeah. There's no right. arguing. And that's why he's the best. I give him the good point of the day because he will find a way to win no matter what.
Thank you.
Right. My good point of the day. I don't care. Italy,
people, people on Twitter, don't be so stupid.
Right.
You know what minus 600 what I meant. So shut up and think about
right.
it. And
you know what? Don't be so stupid, A. And B, take it up with Jim Cunningham. He's the one who screwed up here. How? We still don't know, but it's Jim's fault. All right. All right, Jim, bad point. Come on. Give it all you got here. You only got two more.
Am I still on this show? Oh,
no, you're gone.
Holy crap. No bad it. Points. Everything is beautiful.
Stop it already. Oh,
wow.
I don't know. I don't get this. I don't know. This is very weird. You know, I did want to talk about it. We discussed it on the other show. So Joel's birthday was last Thursday. Remember, we got Jim, I think, alerted us to it, right, at the end of the show. And Joel, then, after the show, what does he want to do for his birthday? He wants to go to dinner with Eddie Spaghetti, a person he's never met. And Spaghetti's like, oh, crap. Spaghetti, what, you had plans with your girlfriend to see Cruella, right?
That's correct. We're going to go to Century City, about 15 minutes away, to like a 7:30 Cruella movie because we are AMC members.
Right. Okay. So Joel, who has never met Spaghetti, his birthday plans are thwarted by Cruella. And then, again, what happens, Joel? We find out that Spaghetti went to dinner that night with Damashek and Matt Money Smith.
It was, I got a double blow off. It was a parlay blow off by Eddie. Unless he has a third excuse that he wants to now tell us.
Yeah, throw another one in there, Eddie. Come on. Let's make it a
There's no other excuse that if for Harry, brother Brian, and for PK, who don't know, Dave texted me midday Thursday and was like, hey, we're recording at the farmer's market tonight. Are you good to bring the task cam and record at 6? And I had no idea what he was talking about because Dave started a group text with Matt Money Smith and Handsome Hank to record before he goes to Pittsburgh in Tennessee. And he forgot to include me on the group text. So I had no idea, was not prepared, did not have equipment. And long story short, luckily our guest for the potential show said, don't worry about recording. Let's just hang out. At that point, I already canceled my movie ticket and moved it to a different day. So I had to go meet Dave and our friends, but we did not record because of Dave's error. But I'm actively trying to hang with Joel too. So.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is-
I mean, the greatest would have been Spaghetti if you said to Dave, I can't. I'm taking Joel out for his birthday. I can't do the podcast. To see his reaction.
I picture Joel, though, just at his birthday cake, right, blowing out the candles and his wishes. I wanted to go to dinner with Eddie. Yeah.
I told Sal, my options are limited. You guys are all on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Jim never leaves his house. Eddie always leaves his house. Eddie always leaves
his house.
Yeah.
I guess Eddie's still young enough. It's all right to go see Cruella in the movie theaters.
I've fought that so many times, but you could literally watch on Disney Plus, and she's like, no, it'll be better to experience it in the theater. I'm like, what? Like, her killing Dalmatians is better to see on a big screen? Like, I don't understand it. Sorry for spoilers.
I'm gonna go you see what? Fast 9 with Eddie though. Sleeveless, we're gonna sleeveless shirts and bandanas.
Nice.
And we're going.
Good. Yeah. Good. Nice. There you go. All right. See, it all works out. And one more thing. Harry convinced you. Joel, you're staying with Harry in Vegas?
Yeah.
We don't have
this
to
is
talk
big news. Yeah. I'm there's a lot of hotels in Vegas, and Harry has been stayed at all of them. Mm-hmm. And Harry, do you want to announce where we're staying? I don't know. Do you get a credit promotion for this?
I don't, but since we're a lot of the Sal's and mine friends from Long Island are coming and staying at the Paris, I'm staying at Bally's. Me and you are staying at Bally's. It's connected together, so we don't have to go out in 120 degree heat. So we'll all be hanging out at the Bally's Sportsbook.
All right, there you go. That's the end of July. We'll give details later on. Need to, but the point is, now Joel has a place to stay with Harry, and he doesn't have to go outside.
You're staying with Harry, Joel?
If he wants to.
We'll be at a
There's enough room. Yeah.
Angie's still going.
She's gone.
Your girlfriend's going?
No.
She's going.
No. It's one big slumber for Harry.
She's going. She's got it all cleared through work. She's good to go.
All right. We'll talk about this off the air. This is good. I can't believe Justin Janes canceled on us here, but maybe we'll get him Thursday. We have Race to 10 Tuesday. Tonight, Martin Weiss is joining us. Let's do it. Let's go, Hawks, at least for the first few minutes. That's it for another episode of Against All Odds for the Degenerate Trifecta, Babyface Joel Solomon, Eddie Spaghetti, Mikey Meatballs, and heel producer Jim Cunningham. I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. No.